You're listening to the Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time. In this episode and episode 9, we will continue to answer questions from the community about God and government. Reverend Gauthier speaks from his expertise of serving in national and international capitals around the world for the last 13 years, and is excited to share his insights from the Bible with you. This week's question is, did God intend for us to be political?
Well, that's a great question, and I thank the listener for sending that in. Did God intend for us to be political? Yes. I've got three answers again. My answers are yes, no, and yes. Well, let's start with this. Yes, God intends for us to be political because as Christians, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Well, what does salt do? It preserves meat from rotting. In Jesus' day, there was no refrigerators. It took salt to preserve meat from rotting. And we're the light of the world. We bring an illuminating truth. I mean, Jesus is the light of the world, but he gives us his light, his life, his word. And as Christians, as our duty is to proclaim his glory and his thinking and his character throughout the world, it lights up the place. I love that. You know, pastors go to the Bible to advise people on marriage. Well, what should I do, Pastor, about my family? Well, I'll go to the Bible. Well, Pastor, what about work? What's the ethics in work? Well, let's go to the Bible. Well, so too, pastors should go to the Bible when questions come and as they're equipping their people about the governmental realm. Absolutely, God intends his people to be salt and light in the political realm so that they can help preserve the meat of culture, so to speak, from rotting, and they can help illumine the culture with true ethics, the best ethics in the world. And so that salt and light involvement in government drives me crazy when pastors say, we don't get political. Well, it usually means their head is in the sand, or they're afraid of losing tax-exempt status, which is impossible. If you're a church, you are tax-exempt by the very nature of being a church, period. So, did God intend Christians to be political? No, if what you mean by that is partisan, in the sense of partisan-driven. In Capital Studies here, we say that we are driven theologically, but not politically. What we really mean is we're not driven by a party. I'm not paid money by a certain political party or two. We've got four dominant parties, I guess you'd say, especially two in Nebraska. But it's theology that drives us. And as a Bible-teaching pastor in the political world and an evangelist, I'm going to say what the Bible says to the very best of my understanding. And if there's a Democrat that believes in overtaxation, I will do my best to teach principles from the Bible that would show that that is wrong and that is theft and that takes liberty and freedom from people. If there's somebody in the GOP who wants to inject sodomy into the platform of traditional marriage, I am not beholden to the GOP, and I will speak up and I will say that sodomy is a serious sin, so serious that in the Old Testament, it was a capital punishment, potentially. If there's a libertarian who thinks warfare pacifism is the way to go, and that every manner of sexual deviancy is no concern at all to the government, well, I'm going to speak up, because government is to have a role in quelling and punishing evil. So great evils should be dealt with by the government. In the same way, if there's an independent trying to abolish the death penalty when it's clearly in the Bible, it's actually the first law given to human government in Genesis chapter 9, I'm going to speak to that, and I'm going to equip and teach senators and lawmakers the biblical truth about the need for the death penalty. And finally, Nate, did God intend for us to be political? Oh boy, he sure did in this sense. He desires many a Christian to run for political office. There, I've got a friend who said, man, Perry, these politicians, they're all crooked, every last one of them. String them up. I should have protected his gender, right? Now, he's a guy, and he said it, and I love him. He's a good friend. But I said, hey, no. You know what? I've been ministering in this realm for 13 years, and there are good and godly people in office. They want to please God. They believe the gospel. They care about what the Bible says. So no, they're not all a bunch of crooks. Look at the Bible. Look at Joseph, who was second in command in Egypt. Queen Esther, who saved her whole nation and even the messianic line through her courage in the political realm. And Daniel? And Daniel, he rose through the ranks of political leadership to affect more than one ruler over decades in Babylon. I have had, as a minister, people come to me for advice of whether or not they should run for state senate, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, for a mayor's office, for a city council, for the position of governor and attorney general. And without exception, because they were good people and because the office is so noble in its potential, I have said, thumbs up, you go for it. And so that's pretty involved, Nate. I think God is pleased in the Bible and since when his people are involved politically.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to send us your questions through email to angela@capitalstudies.org. We're excited to share the third question with you next episode.